Welcome to Getting Dimensional. I'm your host, Carol Amaya Lefebvre. Energy healing is a holistic practice that promotes healing and wellness, balancing energy fields, and cleaning up negative energy around the body. It's based on the fact that all living beings have an energy field, and the practitioner uses universal life force consciousness to help any energy patterns that are disrupted or blocked that could lead to illness or discomfort. Some of the types of energy healing are Qigong, pranic healing, Reiki, acupuncture, working with crystals. Today, we're going to explore the transformative power of Reiki and how Reiki can impact healing, wellness, and spiritual growth. So let's dive in and get dimensional. Reiki was originated in Japan around 1922. Its founder was Dr. Osui, who was a Japanese monk, spiritual seeker. He was an educator and trainer. And one day, one of his clients, or students, we'll say, asked how Jesus did his hands-on healing. He didn't know the answer, and that really disturbed him. So he went on a journey to figure out why. I'm not going to get into the journey. That's part of learning your level one Reiki, is learning the history. However, after a couple years, he got an amazing gift from the universe, which allowed him to develop this system of Reiki healing, which he shared with others. One of the people he shared it with was a student and a friend, Dr. Hayashi. And Dr. Hayashi took over after Dr. Osui had passed away. And during his development and spread of Reiki in Japan, he met a woman from Hawaii called Mrs. Takada. Mrs. Takada practiced and worked with him, and she brought Reiki to the mainland of the United States and really spread the word and the practice in the West. She was the main reason that we have Reiki today. Over the years, Reiki evolved and diversified, and it changed. Different types of lineages became a certain way of being, different traditions. So there are many different varieties and variations. But the core principle of Reiki, channeling life force energy, using symbols, and using it for healing and spiritual growth, still remain. Today, Reiki is practiced in all areas of the world as a pathway to healing, wellness, spiritual growth, and thousands of individuals are using Reiki. Since 1980, there were 22 Reiki masters, and it's really hard to say how many Reiki masters are in the world today. I would venture to say there's probably tens of thousands. So Mrs. Takada did an amazing job bringing Reiki to the West, spreading the information, creating some Reiki masters, and then they basically took over and spread it globally. So it's absolutely wonderful. Let's talk a little bit about how Reiki works. In Reiki, the practitioner serves as a conduit for universal life force. And this universal life force comes through the head, down the arms, and out the hands. The practitioner lays their hands gently on the body or above the body and directs the energy to the recipient where they feel it needs to go. And that works with a person's biofield. The biofield is an electromagnetic field that permeates and surrounds every living being. And I'm going to venture to say 15 feet around human body. If we take a heart, for example, it's got an electrical field, which is measured through an ECG. Every aspect of the body, organs, cells, all produce an energy or an electrical field. Cells produce a positive and negative electrical charge. And this charge is what creates a magnetic field. Reiki influences the biofield, and that's what causes the shift. So it creates a vibrational shift that can alter psychological and physical functions. One of the amazing things about Reiki is that if you have a session, it will continue to work on your energy field for up to 3 days. It begins working in the physical, and then it moves to the emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. If you have a Reiki session and the next day you're feeling very emotional, it could be that you had some trapped emotions that are being released. And that's what I love about Reiki, is that one session can actually last to 3 days of clearing. Some of the things that Reiki can help with, it can help you get into a really deep state of relaxation, and that helps alleviate stress, tension, and anxiety. If I do a trade with someone, I totally just pass out and start snoring. It's so embarrassing. A lot of people stay awake and aware. They're just calm and relaxed. Other people, it just really depends on their day and where they're at and what they need. But a lot of times people will just fall asleep. It can reduce pain and discomfort and release blocks in your energy field. It supports our emotional healing and releases stored emotions. So it can promote more peace and balance and harmony, self-awareness, and self-acceptance. It clears blockages in your energy field, and so it can restore the flow of life force, especially in organs and vitality. Life force goes into those organs and they start to function better. So it creates an overall better well-being on many levels. And the nice thing about Reiki is that it can be a complement to any other healing technique that is used. I will often use Reiki in many, many situations and add things to it. So I can add crystal healing to Reiki. I may be doing a Reiki treatment on somebody and I notice I need more energy to clear a block. Then I can add some holographic healing to that. Often I will clear past traumas from the physical body. That's a Hannah Kroger technique that I learned. So it's a great accompany to anything else that you use as a practitioner. Our brain is constantly processing information in the hypothalamus, and the hypothalamus sends signals through our autonomic nervous system, which affects the rest of the body. And that's what creates and causes some stressors, poor sleep, confrontation with a friend, trouble at work. Our sympathetic nervous system reacts to all these things, and it releases hormones, and it can even increase our heart rate and our blood pressure. And that's why Reiki is so awesome, because it relaxes the stressors that a person has and takes that hormonal stuff that's causing the burnout and really helps balance the nervous system and settle it down. It's almost immediate. So it's instant transformation of relaxation and releases stress from the nervous system. Let's talk about what people experience when they're on the table. There's all kinds of experiences that happen. One is heat or warmth. The practitioner is putting hands in certain areas, and in some areas, they might touch a certain part of your body, and all of a sudden, you get this hot flash of heat, or you feel their hands really, really, really warm, and you know something's going on. You may not know what, and it doesn't matter what. Other times, there's this tingling or pulsing sensation when the energy's moving, and it's moving through an imbalance and trying to balance the person's energy field. Often in my hands, as I'm giving a treatment, my hands tingle and they almost get tickly. So I almost want to scratch them because they're tickling. And because you have such a deep, profound relaxation, some people fall asleep, as I was saying. Reiki can sometimes trigger an emotional release, sadness, joy. You never know. So sometimes when you're on the table, tears might come up and you may not have a clue why, and it doesn't matter. Just go with the flow and allow the release to happen. I've had some people start laughing, and that's their way of releasing, and that's okay too. Some people feel an energetic shift. It really depends how sensitive you are. I have a client who feels waves of energy when they're having a treatment, and that's how they know it's working. Some people feel absolutely nothing at all. It doesn't mean it's not working. It just means that they have a different type of sensation and feel differently. The practitioner usually feels things, even if the client doesn't. Reiki can have a really profound impact on healing, wellness, and spiritual growth. And because it's a complementary therapy, it really helps practitioners aim on clearing blockages in the energy field and healing the mechanics and aspects of the body that may not be working. And again, the stress reduction itself makes a huge difference in a person's life. I've had clients who come regularly, and their whole reason to come is they feel that it helps their anxiety and depression, which is awesome. A lot of them have reduced being on medication just by toning that stress level down, balancing their system with Reiki, and releasing the anxiety. Beyond addressing specific health issues, Reiki contributes to balance and harmony in the mind. It allows stagnant energy thoughts, those repetitive thoughts, to be released. And it really creates a better mental and emotional sense of being. People tend to feel a lot more grounded and centered after treatment and for days later. And another amazing benefit, it's a natural detoxification process. So instead of taking a whole bunch of supplements and doing a specific diet, 3 back-to-back sessions of Reiki will put you in a natural process of detoxing. Having a Reiki treatment can really help the interconnectedness and spiritual awareness of your guides and your intuition. It can also help you have a better sense of what your purpose is. So it's very cool that Reiki can help in spiritual awareness and evolution. It really does foster a sense of mindfulness and being present. And being present, that's where the magic is. Being present and self-aware. If you're interested in learning Reiki, it consists of several levels, or they're called degrees. Somehow there's a 4th degree somewhere. People have added something. I haven't added anything. I do level 1, level 2, and mastery. And this is what happens in each level. In level 1, students come, they learn the history, they learn the hand positions, and they receive 4 attunements. These attunements are designed to open the crown, third eye, throat, heart, and then it allows the Reiki channel to go down the arms to the hands. When you're taking level 1, please make sure your Reiki master gives you 4 attunements. somehow along the way, Reiki masters stop doing four attunements and only do one. I'm not really sure why that is. I just think they haven't learned that a person needs four attunements to open that channel. Often I'll have a level two student come and their channel's not open, so I'll have to open their channel. Level one Reiki is an awesome, awesome thing to have for your own personal self-care, and it'll allow you to work on your friends, your family, and yourself. When you do an attunement with Reiki, it doesn't matter what level it is, you will automatically go through a 21-day process of cleansing and detoxification. Level one primarily focuses on physical health and self-care. You do learn how to treat animals and plants as well, which is really, really great. Let's talk about level two. Level two builds a foundation off of level one, and it introduces some new techniques. And one of those techniques is being able to do long distance healing, which is amazing. I love level two. And every time you take another level, you get another attunement which supports you in growing to a higher spiritual level. In level two, you're taught the symbols, a symbol for increasing power. So when you're putting your hands on someone, you can use that symbol and it amplifies the life force coming through you tenfold. That symbol also helps you clear rooms, clear crystals, and it's a power symbol. You learn another symbol that clears the emotional body. It will clear your chakras, crown, third eye, throat, and heart, the entire emotional body. I have used that symbol on someone who's crying because of a traumatic experience, and it works just like Rescue Remedy. If you're familiar with the Bach Flower Rescue Remedy, this symbol works exactly the same. So within 30 seconds to a minute, the person completely calms down. And then the other symbol is the symbol that connects you. So it creates an etheric bridge and it connects you to the person that you're going to be doing the work on long distance. And a long distance treatment is generally only 20 minutes. So in a 20-minute period of long distance, the person is getting the exact same amount of healing as a full 1 hour one-on-one level one treatment. Because this bridge or this etheric bridge and the long distance symbols that we use are so strong, it's really important not to make that long distance treatment more than 20 minutes. A lot of people will say 15. I just throw in an extra 5 minutes just for doing the symbols, creating the connection, and grounding people at the end. Level two is an amazing tool to have because even with your level two, you can create this etheric bridge and just use that etheric bridge to do other modalities of healing. Whenever I'm working with a client doing a clearing release, I always set up the bridge with them first, and then I meet with them on Zoom and we do the clearing. It just really helps the process. The mastery level is for students who really wish to deepen their understanding of the practice, implement it in a more personal and spiritual growth. This attunement into mastery is a huge attunement that really opens up the psychic abilities and intuition. You'll get additional symbols that help with your spiritual development. And you're taking a step forward into owning the fact that you are in mastery. And there's a lot of things that come with being in mastery on different levels. So stepping forward and owning that you're a master and holding the energy for being responsible and being in a level of mastery really supports your spiritual growth. So the level three, which I call mastery level, also teaches the person how to initiate other students. Once you've reached your mastery level, you have all the skills you need to teach and attune students if you choose to. My experience personally of level one, when I was attuned and started doing level one, it's when I could start seeing color. Level two, my 21-day cleansing period brought up a lot of things. It was quite emotional. It cleared out a lot of blocks. My mastery level, I flew through it and just really loved being able to use symbols to advance my spiritual connection to my guides and source. I will include a link to my website and the Reiki levels that I teach and the prices. And every level includes a manual. In conclusion, Reiki is a profound pathway to healing, wellness, and spiritual growth. It transcends boundaries. It supports our spiritual growth. And it came from really humble beginnings, spread worldwide, and it continues to touch millions of people. It offers a real gentle yet powerful tool for healing and well-being. I hope you enjoyed our journey together today and understand a little bit more about Reiki and the infinite possibilities that it provides. Thank you for joining me on Getting Dimensional. I'm your host, Carol Amaya Lefebvre. Until next time, may your heart be filled with love, light, and may you have the time to explore a beautiful healing treatment with Reiki.